Federal agencies are improving risk management strategies by adding security upgrades, including impact-resistant glass and more security personnel at buildings. But some agencies pay for those upgrades in ways that make it hard to tell how much they're spending. Mark Goldstein is director of physical infrastructure issues at the Government Accountability Office and looking at ways to help to plan those better and help agencies understand how much they cost. Mark, thanks for coming on the program today.
My pleasure.
I'm looking at your work, and I note that this says, since September 11th, 2001, civilian federal entities have made improvements to the physical security at their buildings. That's a no-brainer to anybody that's tried to go in a building both before and after 9/11. You follow that up, though, by writing, the total cost of these enhancements is unknown. Why is it that we don't know how much all of these enhancements cost, Mark? Is it that nobody kept track, or that it's too hard to collect all the information, or is there some other reason? Thanks for coming on today, Mark.
Sure. I think it's a little bit of both, to answer your question. We've made a tremendous improvements and strides in the security of federal property and protecting the civilians and the employees who go into these buildings every day. The difficulty has often been in understanding what the costs are, and the reason is that the government really hasn't kept very good track of them in many ways. They are oftentimes costs that are buried deep inside other line items. They are often costs that are not actually attributed by the specific agencies. Perhaps third parties have made those kind of improvements for them, and therefore those costs are carried in different ways. They may be part of their rent payments. There's a variety of reasons why it's been difficult for agencies to track the actual costs of the changes that have been made, the improvements to physical security.
Congressman Patrick Meehan asked you to take a look at this issue, and you chose five organizations. You chose FEMA at the Homeland Security Department. You chose the General Services Administration, the U.S. Marshals Service inside the Justice Department, the Smithsonian Institution, and the Social Security Administration. What led you to choose those five to examine physical security enhancements, Mark?
We tried to get a cross-section of departments and agencies, both large departments and smaller agencies, as well as those that have a lot of access and interaction with the public, so that we would be looking at a wide variety of kinds of changes that they might have made, how they tried to track those costs, and how they tried to track the performance of those enhancements as well.
You write, the five federal entities paid for security enhancements using a range of methods. Tell me about that range of methods and whether some were more effective than others or whether they just were different.
We didn't look specifically at whether those different approaches were more or less effective than any of the others. We simply tried to catalog what those kinds of methods were so that people would have a better understanding of what the methods were and perhaps in the future be able to better analyze whether certain methods could be used more effectively or whether even tracking them might be possible. So we found that agencies paid for many of the enhancements by funding that came partially from another agency, or that might have been part of rent costs, and then they weren't identified separately as a specific enhancement cost to physical security, and then that were maybe not a separate line item at all in their budgets. And so these, were some of the reasons why it proved difficult for agencies over time to report what the cost was to enhancing physical security.
Yeah, in that context, it's easy to see why it would just be quite a job to try to go around and inventory all those costs, Mark.
That's correct. We know that the government has spent, obviously, tens of billions of dollars on enhancing homeland security, and they are expected to report on that annually in the budget, but they don't have the ability to break out what the costs are for physical security. And as you might imagine, that leads to issues of trying to determine whether or not those enhancements overall are cost-effective, whether the government and the taxpayer is getting what the benefits for the costs that they're paying for.
And that's exactly where I wanted to take this, Mark Goldstein of the Government Accountability Office. It's fine to acknowledge that these security requirements, these security upgrades are necessary. I think in hindsight, many of us who go in and out of government buildings on a regular basis think that it's unusual that we didn't have all of this stuff before 9/11, you think, well, geez, just anybody could have walked in. It's amazing that nothing more severe happened than ever happened. But that's the luxury of hindsight's 2020, I guess, is the standard there. As I look at the issue now, and we need some kind of a measure if we are going to, as Congressman Meehan wants to do, be able to see whether we're getting the kind of value that you just alluded to. Is this something, is there a practical way, do you believe, for the agencies to do this moving forward, or is this going to just be the nature of the beast?
The agencies and the government as a whole have gotten better at this over the years, but it still has some distance to go. And it's why we've recommended that the Homeland Security Department develop better guidance for helping government organizations meet the cost effectiveness and performance measurement aspects of risk management in this area. Because what we did find is that agencies are having difficulty and want better guidance in trying to meet these standards. There are standards put out by the Interagency Security Committee, which is a part of the Department of Homeland Security, responsible for security standards and protection of federal buildings. And these standards are fairly recent. It's just the last couple of years that they've had any standards in this area at all. But they have tried to at least delineate practices that agencies could put in place to improve and measure whether or not the things that they've done are having any effect. We all know that it's difficult for us to understand whether the things we've done, putting in barriers, putting in more security guards, putting in cameras, actually have a role in deterring terrorism or whether those things would have occurred anyhow. So we've tried to ascertain through this process to develop whether or not there are better practices that could be put in place. And that's, as I said, what some of the agencies are trying to ask for. So we know that the agencies we talked to had difficulty implementing parts of the standard, and that ISC would be the agency that could help put in place and give these agencies a better approach. So it's not just a question of knowing whether you have cameras in place, but knowing if they've had an impact. And that can be done in a variety of different kinds of ways. So hopefully going forward, we will be able to improve this area.
And that strikes me that could lead to maybe a more broad and more concrete strategy for protecting federal buildings that then maybe exists now.
And it would help agencies better allocate resources on a cost-benefit scale to know that they should be putting money perhaps toward this kind of a deterrent or toward this kind of security level building or toward certain locations and toward certain kinds of effects. So they would have, frankly, a better bang for the buck that the government and the taxpayer would be willing to support.